Baby, we've been here for 3 hours now. I've read so much my eyes hurt. When are you going to be done studying? I know that you're worried about your test, but you'll be fine. You studied every day, and plus, you're great in that class. You'll be fine. Please, we could both use a break. Fine, I can be patient a little longer. I bet I know a way I can get your mind off of that test. Let me just get a little closer. There we go. Hi there, beautiful. Like I said, you've studied enough. And I can't wait to have fun with you. So, if you'll let me, I'll just take your stuff and put it on the floor. There. Oh, you're so cute when you pout. Don't be too grumpy. You deserve that break. And what I have in mind is much more interesting than the stuff you were reading about. Yes, I mean that. So what if we're in public? We have this private room. We're in the back of the library, and we're the only ones in this part of the building right now. We have all the time in the world to do whatever we like. We don't have to do anything, baby. But if you are up for it, I have a really fun idea. But I want to make sure that you're sure this is okay. I won't tell you exactly what I'm gonna do, but you know me. I love you, and I won't do anything that would hurt you. Do you trust me? Oh, good girl. Now, come here, sweetheart. Stand up. Let me kiss you. Get on the desk. Hey, what a good girl. Now let me just get between these lovely thighs. Let's see how long you can hold out before you're begging me for more. Cute little whimpers when I kiss your neck. I love how sensitive you are. How about if I bite it too? Oh, that squeak, you are just so adorable. But be careful, baby. We might be in this room, but someone might hear you. Fuck, love. Your face got so red when I said that. Did the idea of someone hearing us get you that flustered? Don't try and deny it, baby. You love the idea that someone might hear you begging for me. And those whimpers and squeals, all your moans getting louder and louder. So you're not going to admit it? What a shame. Because if you do, I'll continue what I was doing. I'll continue going after your neck, your sweet little earlobes, running my hands all over your beautiful body and hitting every single place that makes you squirm. And if you're really good, maybe I'll put my face between those soft thighs and plant kisses all over them. And then I would drag my tongue nice and slow along your wet, delicious slit. There it is. Your flushed face. Your pupils dilated. Your breath getting faster. You want that badly, don't you? Well, sweetheart, I won't do anything until you tell me that the idea of being caught turns you on. You're gonna need to beg for me. Fucking hell. You're so sexy when you beg. You're such a good girl. You're my good girl. How can I deny so much cute begging? And after you did exactly as I said. Yes, love. That's it. Little noises you make when I kiss your neck and ears are so good. But don't get too loud. Oh, are you frustrated? I did what I said, baby. I'm going after your neck and ears. Do you want me to go lower? As you wish, princess. You just keep begging. Now, let me just pull down these shorts and these cute little boxer briefs. Shit, love, you're practically dripping already. Did my kissing do this to you? Damn, you're so fucking hot. Let me kiss and nibble those thighs. You know your legs tremble when I do that. It is just so, so good. And how about if I kiss right here? Near your pussy. Baby, that moan, you're getting a little too loud. I'll continue, but you have to keep quiet. God, I want to taste you. Is it okay to taste this gorgeous pussy, baby? And like I said before, you're gonna have to beg. Just be careful about your volume. Or don't. Right now, I don't care if anyone hears us. But I know you do. What a good girl. Now, let me just... your clit. Oh. It's already so swollen. I can't get enough. Sweetheart, you're moaning too loud, which I love, because it's just making you that much wetter. And just imagining someone knocking on that door and catching us like this. But you need to be careful. If you need to, cover your mouth with your hand. In fact, I'm not suggesting it. I'm telling you, cover your mouth with your hand. That's a good girl. Now, before I keep eating this pussy, I'm gonna touch myself too. And besides, even if I moan, I'll have your cunt in my mouth, and that'll block out at least some of the noise. Getting close, baby. You're gushing already and you haven't even come yet. Which is good because I'm getting close too. Fucking shit. God, I wish it was your fingers rubbing me. Plunging in and out of me. But that's for later. For now, you'll just have to deal with me eating you out. And you not being able to touch me. And somehow I think you'll survive. Fuck yeah, baby. Just keep moaning into your hand. I would give anything to hear you scream for me right now. But I don't think either of us wants to get kicked out of here for real. Fuck, I'm gonna come, baby. Come with me. Come on my face. Come in my mouth. Give it to me. I need it. Be my good girl and come for me. Holy shit, baby. That was so fucking good. You were wonderful. Why, thank you. You're sweet for saying I look good with your cum on my face. Would you like to taste yourself? Because you taste delicious. See? Told you. You're just too delectable. Sit up, sweetie, and let me hold you. I told you this idea would be much more fun than studying. Oh, hush, you'll be fine on your test. Can you honestly say that you would have preferred that to what we just did? Exactly. Now, let's just relax for a sec. We both need to catch our breath. You were such a good girl. You did everything I told you and kept quiet. Well, mostly quiet. When we get home later, I'm gonna reward you for that. I'm gonna fuck you so good later. And you can be as loud as you want. I want to hear every single beautiful thing from you. Every moan, whimper, gasp, and scream. But for now, I'll be happy just watching you breathless on that desk. Hey, I might be teasing you, but I promise you, later on, I'm gonna fuck you senseless until you're a needy, pleading mess. And you're gonna do the same to me. That's a promise. When have I ever broken a promise to you, love? Exactly. Now, let's clean up and head home. Unless you'd like to study some more after that. No? You want me to follow through on that promise as soon as possible? That's my good girl.